The Clark State College Theater Arts Program will present an adaptation of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. It's at the Turner Studio Theater, October 31st through November 9th. I'm Larica Russell with Arts Focus. And last week, I spoke to the director of this production, Maggie Cooper, during rehearsals at the Clark State Performing Arts Center.
This adaptation is different than the one that has been touring recently. It is told through the perspective of an adult scout. Adult Jean Louise is remembering her childhood and things about her father and things that happened in retrospect. So she kind of narrates it in real time as it's happening. The actress that is playing Jean is actually a seasoned actress that I've worked with quite a few times, and I pretty much gave her carte blanche to decide how she wanted to interact with the show. So while I'm working on particular scenes, she just kind of decides what would complement that and where she should be. And so that's been fun to watch her.
And this is in the Turner Studio Theater. So what's the staging and what's the set like?
The Turner Studio is a black box theater, so it's very versatile. And I've chosen to do kind of a different setup with a two-sided seating area and then the courtroom kind of being in the center of the room. It would be what would be considered the street that the Finches live on, turns into the courtroom and then turns back into. So it's a mobile set that courtroom comes in, courtroom goes out, and very easy to move around.
Yeah, so no real scene changes or blackouts. It just act one starts and goes till it's done.
Exactly, yes.
And I get to play the judge, so thank you for this opportunity. What's unique about the interpretation of some of the other characters in this play besides Jean/Scout?
The action takes place in the mid-30s. Jean Louise is remembering it from the mid-50s. So rather than try and make it modern or kind of date it, I just wanted to do like a classic look so that it's not specific, because I feel like a lot of the themes in this play are becoming more applicable today. So I wanted it to be a little dated, but also to be realized as still current.
When Richard Thomas was touring with this a couple of years ago and was in Dayton, I talked to him, and he was really specific about how this is not the movie, right?
Yes, and I saw that production, and I would say that their version actually is a little closer to the movie than this one is. This one is quite different. I mean, there are still a lot of the main plot points, but there's less of Atticus talking because it's being told by Jean Louise. This is a book that I read for the first time when I was probably 13, and I had a copy of it in my first car in the glove box. And so I've read it so many times, and it's been such a joy for me to be able to direct this and to get all these very diverse community members together here at the college, educating students while including people from the community. And I think it's bringing me a lot of happiness, so I'm hoping that people enjoy it as well.
Maggie Cooper, the director of the Clark State Theater Arts Program production of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. It's at the Turner Studio Theater at the Clark State Performing Arts Center in Springfield, October 31st through November 9th. Get more details at pac.clarkstate.edu. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.